Okay. Good morning. What I will talk about today is the normal mode analysis of the new dynamics discretization, which has been developed at the Met Office. This is a project I started to work about on 1.5 years ago in collaboration with Andrew Staniforth and Nigel Wood. The topics I want to talk about today would be a brief outline of the main features of the governing equations and how they are discretized at the Met Office. Then I will explain the aims of this work. I will illustrate the methodology, and then I will present some results that we have obtained in one dimension. And finally, I will present some conclusion and the plans for the future work. Now, the continuous equation that I use at the Met Office are the Navier-Stokes equation. They are non-hydrostatic and valid for a deep atmosphere, which means that the traditional approximation of replacing the distance of an air parcel from the center of the Earth is not made. All the Coriolis and metric terms are retained. And the reason for using this equation is that they are valid at all scales, and they can be used as a model for both numerical weather prediction and climate modeling. And the variables they are written for are the winds, UV and W, and the thermodynamic variables, pi, theta, and rho. These equations are discretized using a semi-implicit, semi-Lagrangian technique, except for the continuity equation, which is approximated in an Eulerian fashion. This is done to ensure the conservation of mass. Our target semi-implicit discretization is an average of the quantities along the trajectories, except the nonlinear terms are handled in a predictor-corrector way. The grid on which these equations are discretized is the horizontal arc. In the horizontal is the Arakawa-Sea grid, whereby the horizontal winds are staggered with respect with pi and rho. And in the vertical, the Czerny-Phillips staggering of the variable is used, whereby W and theta are held at integer model levels. The other variables are at half-integer model levels. The motivation for this work is to try and understand the numerical properties of the new dynamics discretization, and more precisely, to try and understand some numerical results which have been computed in the past. Particularly for the 1D case would be the kind of boundary condition on theta which have been used in the 1D models. And I will explain this. The boundary condition which has been imposed in the 1D model is W equals zero at the top and bottom of a domain. And if this is done, then using the thermodynamics equation, this implies for theta that theta is advected at the top, at the bottom and at the top. We refer to this situation in which no boundary condition is imposed on theta as active boundary condition for convenience. And to compare it with the other boundary condition which has been used in the past or some are still used now in the new dynamics. These are the isentropic bottom boundary condition, in which theta is assumed to be constant in the lowest model layer. And the other one is the isothermal top layer, in which the potential temperature at the top is obtained by extrapolation, assuming the temperature is constant in the top layer of the model. When these boundary conditions were used with the full 1D version of the new dynamics, some interesting results were found. The model was run with an isothermal basic state, in which case the analytic solution is known and has W equals zero as solution. So the values that we observe in W represent the error of the model when the model is run. In the left frame of these plots, you can see the value of the vertical velocity value at W average on the interior model levels. And what we can see is that the order remained bounded throughout the integration and order 10 to the minus 11, which is machine precision. So the error is bounded when the active boundary condition is used. Also, looking at the right frame, which depicts the distribution of W at the final step, Tmax, so at the final time, plotted against the scaled height, shows that the error is uniformly distributed in the domain. Now, if we change the boundary condition and we use the isentropic one at the bottom, then the error is still bounded in the integration, so the model is stable. But looking at the distribution of the error in space shows that there is a peak now at the bottom of the domain where the boundary condition is used. When the exothermal boundary condition is used, what happens is the error is no longer bounded, so the model becomes unstable for this choice of parameters. It can still be stabilized, increasing the off-centering of the parameter of the semi-implicit treatment along the trajectories, but this introduced damping and also decreased the accuracy because we are moving away from the second-order accuracy of the scheme. And also, the error is mainly concentrated at the top of the domain. And as a consequence of these results, the isothermal top boundary condition was removed from the new dynamics, whereas we are still using the isentropic at the bottom. Now, these results, or trying to explain them, was one of the motivations of this analysis. So what we want to do now is analyze the present discretization, looking at the bottom and top boundary condition, but also some issues which are of interest for this analysis are the analysis of different staggering of the variables in the vertical. The Charney-Phillips is used so far, but we can also analyze the Lorentz grid or the unstaggered grid or other grids if we want to. Then we will look at the Eulerian or semi-Lagrangian discretization of the continuity equation, and then we will look at the impact of stretching grids. Also, once this tool is established, it can also be applied to the analysis of different discretization. The methodology which has been developed is done by considering the new dynamics equation, the discrete form, linearizing them around a basic state which is at rest, and it is in hydrostatic balance. Once the linear discrete equation has been written, we can write them in a matrix form, and we obtain a system for the variable x, which is an array composed of subarrays. Each of them corresponds to the value of the appropriate variable evaluated at the model level. So if we are looking at the Charney-Phillips grid, staggering would be integer model level for theta and w, and half integer model levels for the others. And the matrices A and B are block matrices. Each block of rows correspond to one of the equations of the Navier-Stokes system, respectively would be the gas law, thermodynamics, vertical momentum equation, continuity equation, and horizontal momentum equation. And the coefficient in each of the blocks correspond to the coefficient in each of the equations associated with each of the variables. So we can write the system in matrix form. Next, we define the eigenvalues of the system, which are defined by the first relation. And if we use this in the matrix problem, then we can define the associated eigenvalue problem. And we can solve that numerically using NAC library routines. And the issues we are interested in are the stability of the model, which is guaranteed if the modulus of the eigenvalues are less or equal to 1, and then the accuracy and the behavior of the modes when different conditions are tested, for example, the different boundary conditions. The model has been developed, and the results, some numerical results, have been computed. At first, the isentropic basic state case was considered because under the assumption that the height of the domain is much smaller than the scale depth, sorry, the symbol was not printed. So under that assumption, we can solve analytically the continuous and also the discrete system, and we can compare the numerical results with the analytic ones, and they are found to agree. The following step was considering the isothermal basic state, in which case the analytic solution is known for the continuous problem but not for the discrete one. In this case, what we have computed, though, is the linear evolution of the normal mode. Again, if we look at our definition of the eigenvalue of the problem, and we use that relation recursively, we can express the value of the normal mode at time step n as lambda to the power of n times the initial value. Yes. It is at rest, yes. Okay. So this expression, which is reported here, we will consider as our linear analysis. It represents the linear evolution of the modes. And the numerical results that we can compute are the results that are produced by the 1D model when it is run with this isothermal initial basic state, which is perturbed by one of these modes. And we can see how it evolves in time and can compare this evolution with our prediction from the linear analysis. And these are the results that we have computed. At first, we look at the active boundary condition. And what is plotted here is the pi, theta, rho, and w components of the mode plotted against height, plotted at a particular time step. And what can be seen, the solid line denotes the linear analysis. The crosses are the value computed by the 1D model. And it can be seen that the numerical, the linear analysis agree with the nonlinear evolution computed by the 1D model, but some nonlinear effects can be observed in the theta components of the mode. And these appear to be the interaction of the mode which has index 2 times the original mode, which is consistent with the interaction of the mode with itself. Also, we have performed a simple error analysis which shows that these errors are indeed due to the nonlinearity of the model. So this is what happens with one of the internal modes. They all behave similarly. The internal modes are those which are associated with complex eigenvalue. But some also external modes are found. The external modes are instead associated with real eigenvalue. The eigenvalue is approximately 1 for the parameters we have chosen for this run. So this means that they should remain stationary according to the linear normal mode analysis. What is found is that the evolution as computed by the 1D nonlinear model agrees well with this analysis in that the rho, theta, and pi components of the mode remain stationary, but the nonlinear effect is again observed in the W component, and this time it is an oscillation about this value predicted by the linear analysis. Now, the following step was to look at what happens when the boundary conditions are varied. And the first step in the comparison between the results was the comparison of the linear analysis for the various boundary conditions. So we are looking again at one of the internal modes, at the pi, theta, rho, and w components, and we're looking at the results for active, which is denoted by solid line, isentropic, which is denoted by the pluses, and isothermal boundary condition, which is denoted by the dashed line. And these results show that the values predicted by the linear analysis are very similar in all of these runs. There are very minor differences at the bottom for the isentropic boundary condition, and there is a larger difference at the top when the isothermal top boundary condition is used, just in the theta component. The linear analysis for the other components agrees very well in all the cases. When the nonlinear, I will show later these results. When the nonlinear analysis is instead compared, and the nonlinear analysis is defined by the evolution of the mode, so by the evolution of the mode when they are input into the 1D full nonlinear model, minus the linear analysis which has been compared in the previous plot. And what unfortunately can be seen now, but it appears that there are, again, a strong nonlinear effect when the isentropic bottom boundary condition is used. And when the isothermal is used instead, inaccuracies are introduced at the top of a domain. So in conclusion, the work that has been done is the development of a general two-dimensional framework for the normal mode analysis of a new dynamics discretization. It has been applied so far to the normal mode analysis of the 1D version of the new dynamics with an isentropic or isothermal basic state. In the isentropic basic state case, the analytic solution is known and the numerical results have been computed and compared with the analytic ones are found to agree. And when the isothermal basic state case has been examined. We don't have an analytic solution, and we have compared the nonlinear evolution of the mode computed by the 1D full nonlinear model with the linear analysis. And looking at the results with active boundaries, it is found that the internal modes, for the internal modes, the nonlinear evolution of the mode corresponds very well with the values predicted by the linear analysis, except for some nonlinear effects observed in the theta components of the mode. For the external mode, they appear to be stationary, as predicted by the linear normal mode analysis, except for nonlinear effects observed in W. When the tests are repeated, trying the various boundary conditions on theta, what is found for the external modes are found to behave exactly in the same way as for the active boundary condition. So it seems that the boundary condition do not have any effect on the external modes. For the internal modes, looking at the linear analysis show that they agree well in all of the for all of the boundary condition, except for some small differences at the bottom for the isentropic boundary condition, and some larger differences at the top for the isothermal boundary condition. Looking at the nonlinear response of the model, it is found that the isentropic bottom boundary condition enhances the nonlinear effect, and the isothermal introduces a greater loss of accuracy at the top. Looking at these results, it shows, on one hand, that they are consistent with the results that were computed using the 1D full model, which we wanted to try and explain, and also suggest that the inaccuracy and the errors observed in those results are due to the nonlinear interaction between the boundary condition and the 1D full model, because the boundary condition do not have a great impact on the linear part of the solution. Finally, what we plan to do for the future is now analyzing different vertical staggering of the variables and then including the trajectory calculation into this analysis, which amounts to moving to the analysis of a three-time level scheme, and then move to different discretizations, such as those which require extracting a reference profile, and then we would like to have some numerical results in two dimensions. So, thank you.